Goddess Isis transmission, the gifts of the priestess and magician. And as always, open body, open mind. Focusing on the cycle of breath. On the in-breath, inviting light into your physical body, bones, blood, organs, systems, cells. Anywhere you are holding dense 3D energies, on the out-breath, purge and release. Surrender it back to the universe, back to the light. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the physical body. On the in-breath, inviting light into the emotional body, a fluid field of energy surrounding and penetrating your physical body. Anywhere you are holding low frequency emotional energy, on the out-breath, purge and release. Send it back to the universe, back to the light. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the emotional body. And on the in-breath, inviting light into the lower mental body. A fluid field of energy that surrounds and penetrates the emotional and physical bodies. Anywhere you are holding dense, low-frequency mental energy, such as judgment, criticism, and blame. On the out-breath, purge and release, sending it back to the light, back to the universe. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the lower mental body. And following that cycle of breath, as I call your teams in spirit, of the highest light and resonance, your oversoul, your higher selves from the 6th to the 12th dimension, all guides working with you, including interdimensional guides, all angels and archangels working with you, all stellar races working with you, all teams in spirit working with you, such as ascension teams, healing teams, light body surgery teams, come be with you now. Come be with you now. And let's call the archangels of the horizontal plane. Beginning in the east with Raphael, Archangel of Air. the symbol the crystal wand, the energy emerald green fire, calling that angel and that fire to hold the space. To the south is Michael, Archangel of the Element of Fire. The symbol of this angel is a sword of flaming blue angelic light, the energy electric blue fire, calling that angel and that fire to hold the space. To the west is Gabriel, Archangel of Water. The symbol, a silver chalice. The energy, diamond white fire. Inviting that angel and that fire into the space to hold the space. To the north, Uriel, Archangel of Earth. The symbol, a golden pentacle. The energy, ruby red fire. Inviting that angel and that fire to hold the space. For angels, for energies and open. And let's call the archangels holding the vertical plane, Metatron and Sandalphon. Calling first to Metatron from the great central sun, to bring down the Christ grid, a rippling, flowing field of white gold light down into the earth plane. Down into the structure of the building you are in, allowing that light into the walls, the floor, the ceiling, the door, the windows. Closing off the space in white gold light. And they ask Metatron to connect your heart center with the Christ grid, anchoring it into the heart, allowing all chakras from the heart upwards to align with the great central sun. And that's called a Sandalphon of the crystalline grid of the earth below, to bring up that ethereal crystalline light up to the feet. Flowing up through the legs to the pelvic area. Flowing up the spine to the heart. I call on Sandalphon to anchor this grid in your heart, allowing all chakras from the heart down to align with the crystalline core of the earth. Six archangels, six energies and open. So focusing on your breath, begin to turn inwards. And I call your higher self and unconscious mind to create a sphere of light around you, holding you in a space of light. I call angels of light to begin to increase this sphere to a higher level of light. So just allowing this sphere of light around you, intensifying in light. Transporting you to a temple of Isis. And eventually the sphere begins to dissolve and reveal the temple of Isis. And this temple appears in the Greco-Roman style, and it's a reflection of her temple in Egypt, built during the reign of Ptolemy II. Just allow the temple to form around you. And just waiting for the energy of the goddess. And several priestesses arrive first, each one with a great light around them. And they just hold the space, preparing for the goddess to enter. And the goddess enters dressed as a priestess, wearing a long pale blue and green robe embroidered with gold. She has a golden headdress. In her hand she holds a silver bowl filled with water. And the goddess as priestess radiates the energy of stillness, serenity, equilibrium, receptivity, and trust. Trust in yourself. Trust in your own gifts. Trust in your inner senses. And her energy is highly magnetic. On one side of the temple, a large pool of water appears, and the goddess leads you to that pool. And she bids you gaze into the water. Here she telepathically speaks to you of the need for connection and appreciation for your physical body. Connection and appreciation to your feelings that speak to you. Connection and appreciation for your intuition that speaks through your body and through the still waters of your feelings. So just gazing into the water, allowing the surface of the water to become totally still, showing you your own reflection and that of the goddess. She invites you to step into the water and merge with the water. To completely submerge yourself. The water sparkles with a clear turquoise blue and a hint of pale green light. Water is a feminine energy, as is the earth around it that holds it. Just open and surrender to these two elements, feminine elements. Feeling energized by the water, revitalized by the water. Eventually the goddess calls you back. Step out of the water, dripping on the stone steps. Before you, the goddess manifests as magician. Her robe has turned a deep red, embroidered with gold. She still is wearing her golden headdress. She radiates a clear and powerful will. She transmits to you the energy of courage, of inspiration, of creative thought, of a clear and strong will, the will to focus the mind on what is important, what is meaningful, what is uplifting. And her energy here is magical and generative. She points to a large fire on the other side of the temple. The fire begins to burn bright, orange, red, with a hint of violet. She leads you to that side of the temple. She bids you gaze into the fire. She telepathically speaks to you of the need for a clear will, a clear mind. The mind is a wonderful servant, though the real master is the higher mind, not the lower mind. The lower mind deals in certainty and problem solving. The higher mind deals in possibility and miracles. This is the work of the magician, to transcend the lower and raise up to the higher, where pure genius is realized. When your will and focus is clear and bright, then your manifestations will uplift your reality and also will uplift the world. Goddess Isis invites you to step into the fire and merge completely with it. Take courage and step into the fire. Fire is a masculine element, as is the air that feeds it. So just allow yourself to step into the fire completely, allowing it to burn within you and around you. Just allow the fire to revitalize your will and mind, to clear your will and mind. The goddess calls you back. Now her robe reflects the energy of both water and fire. She contains all elements of the priestess and magician within her. the water of the priestess, the fire of the magician. The goddess begins to embrace you, bathing you with both energies at the same time. The feminine elements, working alongside the masculine elements. Your body and emotions work in alignment with your will and mind. Just feel this transmission of light into your body, connecting what needs to be connected. Uplifting what needs to be uplifted in your field. Expanding what needs to be expanded. Finally, the goddess offers you two gifts. The first is to help you embrace the gifts of the priestess. So just open and allow whatever gift wants to come. Take that gift and merge it into your heart. The second gift is to help you embrace the gifts of the magician. Take that gift and merge it into the throat or third eye. The goddess begins to turn and leave. And then the female attendants begin to follow her out of the temple. angels of light and your higher self begin to form the sphere of light around you once more. Intensifying that light. That brings you back to this time and space, back to this now moment. Back to your breath, back to your body. And let's thank all beings assisting in this transmission. Goddess Isis, and all beings of light assisting the goddess, allowing them to be released with thanks. The archangels of the horizontal and vertical plane, allowing them to step back with thanks. All other angels of light involved in this transmission, releasing them with thanks. Coming back to your body. Feeling this connection between the priestess feminine energy within you and the masculine magician energy within you. This transmission has offered you, as always, with love and blessings. Love and blessings.